Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. It's good to be with you, as always. And I'm excited about having our good friend Beverly Williams back on the show with us. Beverly, as I mentioned earlier, is one of our top, actually she's the world's top expert in home-based businesses, founded the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, wrote the book on home-based business, along with her co-author, Don Cooper, 30-Second Commute. She's our good friend, Beverly. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, and thank you. Always glad to be with you.
I forgot to mention that you're able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
There's days I feel like it, and days I can't.
Some days a diamond, some days a stone, huh?
You got it.
By the way, did you know that on this day, this is my story, and I'm sticking to it, on this day, the Pied Piper of Hamelin rid the town of their rats. Did you know that that happened?
I didn't.
On this day in 1376.
I knew that it happened. I didn't know it happened today.
On this day in 1376, as I said, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That, folks, I don't make this up. I just read it. So, you can't go through life without some of these facts. You know, I mean, this is the kind of thing that you need to be talking to people about all day long, right?
At
lunch, you know, did you know what happened on this day? Don't you think we need to talk about things like that?
Well, having those kind of facts is an interesting conversation starter.
Well, it kind of lightens up the day a little bit.
Right, because, it might.
Because, you know, then you have to blend in heavy stuff like working from home, right?
Right, exactly, yes. Well, if you're a shy, at-home business person and you need to get out and network, having those kind of facts might be an opening for a conversation with
exactly.
them.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. You're making my point. Beverly, we've been talking about some of the myths of home-based businesses.
Yes, we have.
And I think we're ready to talk about another one. And what is that one today?
Well, myth number two says no one will take me seriously if I run my business from home. And the reality is if you treat your business in a professional manner, others will see you as a professional as well.
Right.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
I fully believe it, and I've seen it in action.
Well, let me tell you something about that myth.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this as well as I do. 10 years ago, certainly 15 years ago, it wasn't a myth.
No, you're right.
It wasn't
even
a myth. It was a reality, and I'll tell you why. 15 years ago, when I started working from home for the second time, I worked from home in the 70s, and then in the late 80s, I started doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with clients. I was a business consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a project that in those days you couldn't carry your computer around with you, that I needed the client to come to where my computer was so we could work on something. Now, I had a room in my basement that when you closed the door behind you, you might could have been in a high-rise downtown. It was a regular, you know, structured business office with all the classic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He came to my office, and we worked down there, but I could tell he was not. I could tell he felt weird about it,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
about being in a home talking about business.
Right.
Even though it didn't feel like a home when he was in my office, he had to go through my home to get to the office.
Right.
And that was a new experience for him.
Right.
And so, I'll just wrap it up by saying this: a year later, when I got an office downtown, I can't tell you how excited my clients were that I wasn't working from home anymore.
Mm-hmm. They probably thought you finally made it in the business world.
Well, what happened was people would say something about, aren't you working with that guy Blasingame? And they'd say, oh, yeah. And they'd say, well, where's his office? And they didn't want to tell their friends that my office was in my home. They didn't know what to do about that.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, it's not like that anymore, is it?
It's not. And
or not as much.
I mean, there's still some people who feel that way.
Yeah.
But that's ignorance on their part.
The dinosaurs.
That's right. Dinosaurs is correct. Most people are very envious these days of anybody who has the ability to work from home. I see it constantly when I talk to people about it. they want to be able to do it themselves, or they know others who do it and think it's just wonderful. The myth still also is in part a gender bias piece, and I'm surprised you had as much trouble as you did, because traditionally men have had professional style businesses from home, such as accountants and other medical professionals, and most of those were men. And so a woman who started a home-based business was definitely not looked at as a serious business person. It was very, very difficult for any woman to really be taken seriously during their business. And you almost had to show people your tax return and say, look, see, I am making money.
These people I'm talking about, these were not, these were not ignorant people. These were pretty smart folks. They just never had experience working with anybody. In fact, I'm not even sure that they'd ever contemplated a home-based business before.
Right.
It was just new to them, and it's new to a lot of people. It still is new to some people.
Well, for most people, it is an enigma. To be able to work from home doesn't make any sense, because most of the businesses prior to the big technology boom was something that you had to have an office. You had to have your files there. You had to have a sign
and
on the door.
And you had to have people around you. And
you had to have people around
you. You had to be plugged in that way. We plug in differently today, don't we?
Yes, we do. Very differently. Very differently indeed.
And that's the reason why, Beverly, it seems to me that this myth is now truly a myth. Because people now, even if I've never contemplated a home-based business, when I see that my first one, it won't take me long, only a few seconds, to say, oh, well, you know what? Now that I think about it, I could work from home if I wanted to. I mean, I think people would say that.
Well, certainly some. I have to tell you that I still run into a lot of people who say, I could never do that, and I don't understand how you can.
It's because they don't understand the discipline angle, isn't it?
Exactly. That discipline is a big thing for a lot of people, and they don't feel that somebody who's supposedly working from home is really and truly working, or not working as hard as they have to work.
Right.
And that sometimes causes resentment.
Mm-hmm.
And so your attitude, the way you handle yourself as a business owner, will make a big difference in how that person perceives you.
Beverly, we're going to take a quick break. I want you to give us your website, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right. And you can spell it with an L-E-Y or an L-Y now, can't you?
That's right. Absolutely right.
BeverlyWilliams.com. And that way you can go to that website, folks, and find out more about Beverly and her book that she co-wrote with Don Cooper, The 30-Second Commute. It's 20 after. So take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out.
Every night I have a stranger's dream.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, and when you get to my site, you can find out lots of things about Beverly Williams, our guest this half hour, because she's one of the most senior members of our brain trust. And Beverly, I'm trying to figure out the best way to say that, but she's been with me the longest time. I'm trying not to get into trouble here, folks, but Beverly was with me the first week I was ever on the air in 97, and some of you have heard me say that before, and you know what that makes her. That makes her either very crazy or very dedicated, and I like to think it's the last.
I think I'm crazy.
The latter, but anyway, Beverly, thank you for all that you've done for us. Look, we're talking about the myths. By the way, your book, 30-Second Commute, where is it available?
At Amazon.com and all the major bookstores, and some not so major bookstores.
Wherever fine books are sold, in a couple of places where they're not so fine. And
right.
And Beverly, I saw your book on the bookstore the other day.
Very good.
That was so exciting for me to see one of my buddies get their book in the bookstores, and especially one that I knew about before it was a book, and that was pretty cool.
Thank you. It is pretty cool. I have people, friends across the country, who call me or email and say, I just saw your book. it's kind of neat. I hope people will buy it.
Let's get back to this myth a little bit, and and talk about it. What can all of us, not only home-based business people, certainly folks like you who are still home-based, you have an obligation, and all home-based business owners have an obligation to continue to dispel the myth that you know, people shouldn't be taken seriously because they're home-based. And but not only those people, but folks like me who know better, who may not be home-based business, home-based, but who know better,
mm-hmm.
don't we?
Yes.
We have an obligation to continue to dispel this myth.
I think all home-based businesses, it's like a brotherhood or a sisterhood or a personhood, that we all do need to remember that what we do reflects on other home-based businesses as well. And so we want that to be a positive reflection. Everybody, it will benefit you in the long run to be professional. I mean, being taken seriously as a professional is important, maybe even vital to the overall success of your business. And if you aren't acting as a professional, if you aren't dressing appropriately when meeting with clients or going out to business meetings, if you don't have professional materials, your business card, your letterhead, your website, whatever pieces you use to market your business, if those don't look professional, you don't only reflect on you and your business, but also on other home-based businesses.
Well,
and that's your responsibility.
I mean, think about how that could ripple. If somebody gets a bad impression of you as a home-based business owner, think about how what their attitude is going to be about the next person that they meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or think about this. You know, never mind home-based businesses. Think about a lady who becomes pregnant, who has to go home and be homebound because of the pregnancy, mm-hmm. and she wants to continue to work. Her boss needs her to work, and you know, she could be a teleworker.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's had a bad, he or she has had a bad experience by somebody, some home-based business, some person's unprofessionalism, that might complicate that situation. I mean, it just ripples through the marketplace, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could very easily. It could affect other people within your particular career. So if you are a desktop publisher or a consultant of some sort and you don't act professional, that could give people the impression that all people in your field are unprofessional if they work from home. It's a big responsibility, and I don't mean to make people think, oh my gosh, I've got all this weight of the world on my shoulders, but at the same time, it is a responsibility, and it starts with you, and it will affect you and your business. If you want to make a success out of your business, you have to treat it as a business, not as a hobby, not as something you just do, but your business, a professional attitude, a professional demeanor, professionalism in everything that you do will make all the difference in the world. And as you mentioned earlier, the good news is that the bias against home-based businesses is not as bad as it used to be, but it is still there. It is very definitely still there.
You know, Beverly, a couple of things that I do that I say to people about this issue. Number one is that whenever somebody acts like they furrow their brow about home-based, I say, well, you know what? In today's marketplace, with the technology that we have today and the connectivity that we have, many people can work from wherever they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say that to people, they unfurrow their brow and you see them say to themselves, well, hey, you know, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I say to them that helps people is to say, look, home-based business is not new. It's as old as the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think people lived and worked even 100, 200 years ago?
Right, exactly. This country was founded basically on home-based businesses.
That's right.
I mean, before the Industrial Revolution, we were all home-based businesses. We were
when you say that to people, when you say those two things to people, it's amazing how much, how it clears up for them a lot, I think.
Right, yes. For a lot of people, it does. For other people, they still have difficulty believing that somebody who says they work from home is truly working.
Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us your website one more time.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And the book is called The 30-Second Commute by Beverly Williams and Don Cooper. Thanks, Beverly. See you later.
Thank you. I'll be here.
Next time. Quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.